Hey. Okay, hold on. I am trying to channel the man that I know that sings this song.
George Ezra.
En millones es tu hueso cuento. En millones a mi Barcelona. Barcelona. Oh, sí.
All right, that's good. That's
Do you know what
good.
That is?
No. You know that was not the song I was thinking of.
Do you know where it's from?
Barcelona.
Do you know where that song is from?
No.
The Cheetah Girls 2 movie when they go to Barcelona.
Oh my gosh. God. Gotta strand like a maniac.
Don't you know? That's when he comes in at the end.
Oh my
that
God.
That guy that they meet in there, he's like, Ali Barcelona. And there also is another movie. Oh wait, that's Rome. Never mind.
Well.
The Lizzie McGuire movie. Never mind. Yeah. Bye. Never mind.
Well, Sid's back from Barcelona.
And I am jet lagged as hell, but I am here.
She's looking a little, just kidding.
I know my I have a lazy eye right now. It was so much fun. I can't even express to you. It's weird because when you travel overseas, and I've only done it twice. And you
Where
feel
else
like
have you been overseas?
I've been to Madrid and I've been to Florence.
Okay.
And then
now this trip.
Yeah, and then this trip. Which is weird. I went to Spain and Italy again, but completely different experiences.
What was your favorite place?
My favorite place was Positano, Italy, by far, far.
Okay, I've been there and I called it Positano. Am I doing it wrong?
Yes.
Positano.
Positano. Positano.
How do you say it?
Positano.
It's Positano?
Positano, yeah.
Not Positano. Yeah, that sounds so wrong now that it's coming out of my mouth.
People looking at you probably like, yeah. Okay.
I'm like, so how long have you lived in Positano?
Oh, God. The cringe.
Ew.
I will say majority of people were extremely nice. But sometimes when people notice that you're American, sometimes everywhere, they're like, who the hell is this bitch? They won't even talk to you.
Yeah.
They won't even talk to you.
At
or
least
they're like,
you somewhat blended in with
a
your
little bit.
Brown hair.
Yeah.
I was bright blonde when I was there and people were like,
you're like
this
American
girl. And I wanted to take a few pictures, you know?
Yeah.
And then I just felt like the American girl taking selfies and Instagram photos. I'm like, God,
this
kill me now.
My friend or my sister's friend told her that he thinks and they're in, like his friends and him from Spain think that Americans are just super selfish because they take photos of themselves all the time.
Yeah, they're probably like, this makes no
seriously.
Sense.
He's told her that and she's like, oh, you guys don't do that? And he's like, no, not really. Unless you're like an influencer, which is not 100% of the population. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, that's kind of interesting.
The average Joe is taking pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only the average Joe too.
Yeah. Our guests just got here, so we should quick shoot them a text and tell them hang out in the car. In the meantime.
I'll say hang for a sec, gals.
Yes. Y'all, we have such fun guests on today. You are going to freak the fuck out. But first, we
obviously
have to do our straight cannon moments and whatnot. Do you have, Sid, as you're sending this text, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you have any straight cannon moments that happened on the trip?
Okay.
That you want to share?
Okay.
Because I want to hear.
I have a few, I feel like. I didn't puke or get too drunk when I was while I was there. That's good, though, right? Just because especially sometimes when you're with your family, and the limoncello's pouring, and you're like, oh my God.
You
want to
know
I'm
why?
Over. Why?
Because the pasta and cheese was just absorbing it all.
Literally, I told Soph, I'm like, I am a piece of cheese and meat and bread right now, and it was soaked in a little wine. I'm not kidding you. Wine, literally, if you've been to, wine is cheaper than water, which is absurd, and you drink it every meal except for breakfast. And if you want to have it for breakfast, you can, for sure. For me, I'm like, I can't do that. I can't. But
speaking of that, really quick.
What?
I think it's interesting. We just talked about this in the kitchen, but how laid back that society is and how it's like, if I could move anywhere, it would probably be overseas, somewhere like Italy or Spain, just because hustle culture is not glamorized. It is, what did you say to me in the kitchen? They work.
They lived. They say that we live to work.
Yes.
And they work to live.
Yeah. And I just loved that part of traveling.
I think that they actually live a fulfilled life in whatever they have.
Yes.
And we're always striving that a fulfilled life is something that we don't have. Mm-hmm. And they are thankful for what they have. One thing too is they look at elders as intelligent, like, take care of your elders. Like, they're the people, like, we should be tending to the first. Mm-hmm. And I feel like our society just doesn't do that. And that's something, like, I'm going to keep in mind, like, as I get older and, like, just, like, moving forward. Another thing, too, is, like, I had a little hiccup there. Sorry, I'm still, like, coming to land here. I feel like I'm, like, still on a plane. I'm, like, going like this. Whoa. I feel like they just are so, sorry. I'm, like, what the heck? Any job that anyone has there, they're thankful for it. And yeah. They're excited about it. Like, it is not weird to be a garbage man and have your friend be a hairstylist and have your friend work in the government. Like, you're all on the even playing field.
It's because it's about community and, like, your friends and family and gathering for meals.
Yeah.
That's what, and they live for happiness. Yeah. They don't live for, like, oh, I got to keep reaching. And I guess we're, like, obviously stereotyping the entire, like,
I know, it's not the whole group.
It's just, like, a slower, like, life is slower, you know? It's
so much slower.
And I think we can learn something from that.
Cherishing the jobs that you have. Like, why do we, like, subconsciously we're, like, it doesn't matter what you do for work, but it's, like, well, does it? Because it kind of does in our society. So, anyway, sorry, long story short, but it was so interesting.
That,
I know.
Maybe.
We could talk about travel. I would love to talk about travel because we're both travel bugs and we're, like, always itching. But my straight canon moment was we stayed in Nice as well, France, and it was amazing. I will say there were a few not very nice people to us there, but that is what it is. You know what I mean? I get it because we should be there and we should be speaking the language. I completely understand. But we stayed in a really cute Airbnb. And we're leaving the first day and we're walking to get coffee and she's like, looks at me and she's like, God, the upstairs neighbors were so freaking loud last night. Like loud, like, no, there's two of these. No, there's two of these. Hold on. Hold on.
Were they
banging?
There's
two moments. No, no, thank God. But no. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, they were walking back and forth at 1:30 in the morning, pacing in their like above us in our area. And it was driving me nuts. And I go, Mom, we're staying on the top floor. And I was like, oh my God. And so I went to bed that night and I stayed up because I was nervous and I had felt creeped out. And this is what's weird is I told my sister, I'm like, I almost can't sleep in the room because there's a like a mini room within the room and it's creeping me out. It's giving me like anxiety.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It just was like this weird hobbit hole in the room.
Eevee,
so I stayed up later around 1:30. I hear someone pacing in the hallway. It was not upstairs.
Okay.
And Taylor was like, Taylor hadn't been on this conversation at all. And she goes, hey, did you guys hear somebody walking around the hallway last night? Was that you? And I'm like, holy shite. It was completely haunted. There was someone just like walking back and forth outside the door of my room. Just boom, boom,
oh
boom,
my gosh.
Boom. And my sister was like, yeah, I was like, sounded like a dog and a human. It was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. Like I could hear it right outside the door. Yeah. Creepy, right?
That's creepy. That is
I know. And
creepy.
You could probably you could probably reason for it.
Yeah.
The neighbor, even though I can't hear the neighbor, I'm like, what, Jordy, what are you going to say?
Do you remember the episode when your mom was on and you were like, I'm ready. Like you're like summoning them or whatever. So it's about time.
Oh my God.
It's coming really, back. Really strange you bring this up too. Cause I just talked about ghosts today with Plant Daddy. We were deciding if we believed in them or not. And then
really?
I told him about the episode where your mom came on and now it's up and we're talking about
Wait,
it.
Wait, that's weird. Yeah. That's
can
weird.
You find that episode so we can quick reference it in a second? My straight canon mom is a little different.
Okay.
Okay. So I was also just doing a little traveling. I went to San Diego with Plant Daddy's family. It was a very good time.
Very serious.
Got to know the fam. And we were all hanging out in the Airbnb one day. And you know, when you travel, you eat different foods. Like I was going to say, so I was really gassy, but to be honest, I think I'm a normal, like I'm pretty gassy in general. Anyways.
You're supposed to toot like 90 times a day. Did you know that?
So, okay, I feel a lot better about myself.
Or maybe that's what the doctor told me to make me feel normal. Okay.
Well, like, I didn't realize how often I tutored until you have to hide it from someone. I'm like, oh my God. Like, now I'm, like, so aware of when I have to fart because I don't want to, like, just keep blatantly farting in front of them.
Like,
but now it's a joke and I'll do it anyways. But, okay, so we're all hanging out in this family room, Airbnb. The whole family's chatting it up. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm next to the mom. And I really had a toot and I wasn't going to let it happen. But you know, when you're like kind of sitting a certain position, you like sit up and like some of it leaked out. Like it just kind of came right on out.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, okay, whatever. It probably won't smell. Like I'll be fine. legit 2 seconds later, like death in my nose. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh Jesus.
I'm like, oh fuck, fuck, fuck. And Pat, I saw, had his phone in his hands. So I quickly texted Plant Daddy. Everyone's like, why do you call him Plant Daddy? He doesn't care if I say his name on the podcast, but I don't know. It's just
still,
fun.
It's
whatever.
Just a thing.
It's just, I just want people to call him Plant Daddy.
Call him Plant Daddy, will ya?
It's funny. But so I texted Plant Daddy and I go, oh my God, I just tooted and it smells so bad. Pretend it was you.
Oh no, you did not. You made him know you did not.
That's all I said. And literally right when the text sent and I saw him look at it, his mom goes, oh my God.
Shut the hell up.
And I'm sitting there and Pat goes, sorry.
Are you kidding?
And she's like, God damn, Pat, that smells like someone. Ooh. Like, oh, like, and God. I was literally like, oh my God. I was, and like, then there was like a conversation about tooting and like Pat's talking about, oh, sorry, like I ate some stuff. It was like a full on conversation about this fart that everyone thought was Pat's and it was really mine.
Are you shitting me right now? Who was all sitting there?
The whole family said.
No, it wasn't.
Mom,
no.
Listen, mom, dad, sister, sister's fiance, brother, and brother's girlfriend, and me.
You let out a toot at a dangerous
I
time.
I didn't mean to. I meant to hold
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
So then we go back, like, 10 minutes later, I go into the room that Pat and I were staying in, and he walks in, and he's dying laughing. And I'm like, thank you so much. He goes, anytime. And I'm like, oh God.
God, he's got your back.
I know. And I go, I'm going to have to tell your family this one. Like, eventually, I'm just not there yet because it'll be a really funny story in like a year.
You got to be joking right now.
Oh, yeah.
How did you not turn bright red? I would have been so awkward.
Oh, I did. I felt so uncomfortable. I felt so bad for Pat. And I was like, oh God.
That's pretty cute, though, that he has your back to that extent.
I know. I was very happy.
Oh, God. How awkward if it would have been you. They'd been like, oh.
Yeah.
That's all right. It's all good. Like, it stinks. It happens, though.
They made me feel so comfortable. Like, I guarantee they would have been like, oh, yeah, that's funny. Like, me too. Like, I don't know, but still.
Oh, Sophia.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't know that the tutor was you.
Oh God. Yeah. I hope they don't listen, but maybe they'll
know
someday.
Lord have mercy.
Right.
I had one more thing that popped in my head that you'll think is funny.
Okay. And then we got to get these guests. Yeah, they're probably like, excuse us.
Why you make me wait?
They're like, we showed up on time for once.
I know. Literally. I feel that right now. Okay. We were in Barcelona. We were in a hotel.
Okay.
And Jordan and I were taking a nap and our door was closed. So this all looks horrible. And we hear a woman. We hear a woman who clearly was with someone else, just like the most absurd moaning.
Oh yeah,
absurd, like literally like a movie. And
those
it went
Italian
on.
Italian lovers, though, yo.
I know. Well, no, this is in Barcelona.
Those Barcelona lovers are so passionate.
They are. They love each other in the streets. Everyone makes out there. I love it. I'm like, oh, it's so sexy.
Right?
Yeah, it was sexy.
It's because they live in the moment.
Live in the moment, people. God. But. She was like making all these noises and it was like an hour and I'm like, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm trying to sleep, whatever. And I get up out of bed and I walk over to my mom's room and I'm like, do you hear that? And she's like, oh, good God. Oh, good God. I thought I was hearing you guys. Oh, good God. She was so uncomfortable. She thought we were just, and it was me for that long.
I would
with
be
my mom in the room next door.
Flabbergasted if it was making sexual moaning noises for an hour.
Well, I'm like, Mom, who do you think we are? You're right next door. It's 3 p.m. No.
Okay, I have a question.
Oh, my word.
Can you have sex with your boyfriend if you're on a family vacation with their family or you're with his or he's with your family?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can.
You just got to be quiet.
You have to be careful.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful.
And fast.
I will say I'm less paranoid. And Jordan is much more paranoid about that.
Yep.
He's like, same. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
It was the same instance.
I'm like, I was like, let's do it somewhere crazy. And that didn't work.
Shower's a good one.
You could just be safe about it. Just be safe.
That is so funny.
Just hold your, you know, cover your mouth. I don't know. Just be quiet.
Sneaky. You're like,
yes. Sneaky. Ooh, I love that.
Jordy, do you have a straight kind of moment?
Yes. I fucking hate April Fool's Day. I got played so hard.
Why?
So many times. so many times. Like, you, well, one, I'm just trusting and gullible in general.
Yeah, I would love to do April Fool's with you.
Oh, my God. I forgot it was April Fool's, too. So that's what I was just like, wait, what? People were just saying the most extreme shit.
Like what?
Like my friends had pregnancy scares or one of my friends was going to come visit. I'm just like, they're sending voice messages. But the biggest is I was driving my uncle's car and someone just rear-ended the fuck out of me.
Like, no, actually?
Yeah. This was like 2 weeks ago. I dropped him off at the airport and someone just hit me. Totally wasn't my fault. Like, I was at a complete stop.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I come into work and my uncle's like, hey, have the police been in contact with you? They're like, the other person's trying to blame it on you. The insurance isn't filing the claim. And I'm freaking out. They're like, they said you were texting when driving. I was like, no, my phone was dead. Just all kinds of shit. And I was just freaking out. God. And then he was like, by the way, April Fool's. I was just like,
your
fuck
uncle?
You. Yeah, my uncle.
He was just in on this?
Sweating. Yeah, it was him. Well, no, not the crash, but he was.
Oh, no, I know, but that. But I rammed behind your car. Yeah, April Fool's, buddy.
April Fool's joke.
God. I totaled your car. April Fool's.
Oh, my God. Wait, okay. I would have. No, not nice.
It was a tough April Fool's.
I was taking it way too far, buddy.
I was waiting for your mom to open up an envelope that's about your STDs and her being like, you have chlamydia, but actually this time, like, wouldn't that be a good one?
Oh, that
would
be
something she would do, yeah. too. Damn yeah. it, really.
Your mom, I love your mom. I love your mom. Your mom is so freaking funny.
She's the best.
Jackson, that is too much for me. April Fool's, thank God I forgot about it this year because I would have gotten a little wigged
out. I literally coached class, April Fool's, 3 classes, and I didn't play any jokes because I forgot it was April Fool's. Well, I literally woke up at 5 a.m. and then I'd show up, you know? I'm like,
yeah, I know. You're, like, not thinking about it.
Should we do the intro when they get on the podcast for now? Let's just bring these ladies on.
Surprise, surprise. I wonder who we're bringing on.
Are you ready to rumble? Because this is going to happen.
Okay, ready? We're jumping in. We're doing this. Okay, they have arrived. They're here. And who is that I'm talking about?
Mini Hustlers.
Mini Hustlers.
Yes, Doggy Dog. And in low. In the house.
My. Okay, how about we shut up? Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Did you know that we had asked our listeners a few times, like, who should we have on as guests? Like, and knowing that, like, majority of our audience is in the Minneapolis area. They were saying Mini Hustlers like over and over again. Yeah. Aww, and then we were like, little do they know they're already coming on.
They come
already been coordinating.
We've wanted you guys on for a while and it just like finally fell into place. So
literally
here we are. To differentiate your voices, can we get an intro, elevator pitch, and then same with you, Lo.
Yeah, good luck.
Keep it close.
Oh, there sorry. You go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Anne speaking. Thank you for having us on. Spit and self.
Wow. No, you're elevated.
You gotta say about yourself.
Who are you? Pitch.
I'm the brunette.
No. Who are you as a person? What? You're Anne. You work at X. You are a part of Mini Hustlers. You started it. La, la, la.
You're not
I am Anne. I am the brunette of the Mini Hustlers.
There it is.
I work as a guardian ad litem in child protection for the state of Minnesota. Very flexible schedule, so it kind of helps us with our Mini Hustler stuff. If I work late at night, we work out in the morning or whatever it is. It's very flexible. That's my full-time job with Hustlers on the side, which is also 40 plus hours a week.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm Lo. I'm the blonde and I'm older.
Adds that
6 months.
Gotta put it in.
Gotta put it in there.
Exactly 6 months. Very different normal day-to-day job. I'm corporate America, work in marketing. So that's kind of where we get the marketing from here and there. And I love my 9 to 5. I love it. I don't have to take it on the weekend. So
yeah. And nice. What is Mini Hustlers?
That's a loaded question.
Where should we start?
I just realized that we just said we haven't even explained who you guys are. So
how about this? Yeah. I'll say what I think it is because
cool.
Well, no, because they were like that's a loaded question, and then you can add on to it because to me on the outside looking in, Mini Hustlers, you guys are a group of 2 Minneapolis women who are kicking ass and just bringing people along on your workout journey. Whether that be like bulking, whether it be cutting, whatever it is, like whatever it is, and just helping people realize that the gym is less intimidating. That's what I see from the outside looking in. And that's why we like, obviously love you guys, but we're also friends. So kind of have to love you. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. That's spot on. We always say like, I feel like our main goal and what people come to us and thank us for is like the inspiration and the motivation. Like they see us going to the gym every day and they're like, they made it, we're going to make it. And that's what's most important in the overall healthy lifestyle. Yeah. And just making those habits is a big thing that we try to come across.
Yeah. And I feel like something that a lot of people don't understand is this is our life before Instagram, right? The only thing that really changed was us having social media. Mm-hmm. Like, we've always been best friends. We've always gone to the gym. We've always gone through these bulking, cutting mm-hmm. phases. We just now have a lot of people watching us do it.
And what sparked it? When did this start? Give us the rundown. I haven't heard
we
it.
We got it down. We got this
We
down.
Do have this down. Right. Let's hear it.
In November of 2020, when the gym shut down for 4 weeks, we had so many friends and family being like, what do you guys do for your workouts? Especially now that there's no gym. Like, what the heck are we going to do? And we had everything like already planned out, what we've done during COVID when we're at home. And so we just put it into a cute program and send it out, made our Instagram for free, a 4-week gym guide for followers. And we're like, oh, friends and family can just follow along. We decided this 24 hours before it came out. So we had no plans of like what we're going to post. Like, then all of a sudden people are like, can you post the workouts every day? We're like, sure. And then it just kind of took off to more than family and friends.
Mini Hustlers was not planned
at all.
We texted our friends, I think, again, 24 hours before. And we're like, should we start an Instagram? What do you guys think of this name?
Yeah, because we were like, should we just post on our personal? Because we're just thinking friends and family, like, just want to see what to do when they're at home, when the gyms are shut down. And they're like, no, make an Instagram. But it's so funny thinking back, like, we had no plans of like what we were going to post or what we were going to do.
Yeah. Like, and we have posted every single day
since.
Every single
sometimes
day.
Two times a day.
My jaw is dropped because me and Sid cannot keep up with posting 3 social posts.
Yeah. Every single
consistency.
Yeah. How do you do that? How do you stay consistent? Seriously.
It's passion. I think it's what we love to do. It doesn't feel like people are like, you work 2 jobs. I'm like, yeah, but what you love to do, it doesn't feel like a job. It doesn't feel like, it gets us excited. Are people going to like this workout? Mm-hmm. You know, what do they want to see? And it's fun for us to be able to help people, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're really lucky we're in, you know, that field of fitness that we are able to help people. So, you know, it sounds so cheesy, but it's not for us. It's for others, right?
Yeah.
We're not posting a free workout every single day for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're posting it to help people. And I think that keeps us going a lot more than for us. When we post our cute bikini pics, maybe that's for ourselves.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, that's the hard work paying off. But I feel like it's part of habit. It's all about creating
habits.
That's
what I was going to say. It's totally habit now. And like just planning out all of April, like this is what we're going to post. We haven't had an ab or a hit. Let's make sure that we give that to our followers because they love the abs and the hit. But
sure.
Just planning ahead and like making time to do that. Like earlier today, we were planning ahead, filming for at-home workouts for people that needed that. So
I think it'd be interesting to hear a little bit more of like the behind the scenes, just because a lot of this is, we'll go back to the fitness stuff because I have a few things to say about that too. But I think it'd be interesting because I don't think you've really chatted about this yet either. And I know that a lot of listeners probably follow you guys, if not at Mini Hustlers, obviously on Instagram. So what do you guys meet once a week? Do you meet twice a week? Who manages Instagram? Who does the DMs? Like, give us like your plan of attack, your workflow. I think it'd be really interesting to hear.
We always say we wish we had like a videographer with us 24/7.
All the time.
Yeah. Because it's majority behind the scenes, you know, like we're on our story all the time, but it's not showing our real life. But if we don't hear, for example, if we don't hear from each other for like 5-10 minutes, I'm not exaggerating. Like, it's like, okay, what's going on? Like, is she napping? Is she in a meeting?
Yeah, you know, like, it is an all
like day we are constantly talking.
Yeah, all day. What's next? What are you gonna post? Are you posting your lunch?
Did you see the email? When can we meet with these people?
What's
when
the
can
collab
we film?
Date? Yeah, it is all day. There's a lot that goes into it. Like, if I am not doing my 9-to-5, I am hustling, literally.
Yeah.
You are
making TikToks,
a
making reels, making workouts, making outfit plans,
collaborations, calls, kickoff calls, just everything. A lot goes into it more. And I think that this is a little secret of the trade. We do a lot of things ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we film in the moment, but a lot of times, like, my favorite thing at the gym is like tunnel vision, get it done. right? Like, I don't want to be whipping out my camera a lot. Yeah. And it's not a big deal. It's not that I'm embarrassed, but like, I want to kick ass on my set. Like, I want to PR, and I don't want to have to worry about, you know, bringing out my camera and, you know, so a lot of the times we'll, it's the same workouts that we've done, but we'll go all on one day and film them. So if that's you've seen us at LA, you see us change outfits.
Oh my gosh. Oh, smart. Smart. How long do you take, like, how long does it take you to do that?
Depends on how many workouts. It can be up to 5 hours.
Yeah. Like back when we have trips coming up and stuff like that, when we have to take time, it can be 4 to 5 hours of 8 different outfits, 8 different workouts.
Yep.
LA is where you go?
LA or Crunch Fitness.
Okay. Yeah.
I love us some Crunch sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. People always say, why not Lifetime? You guys can definitely go to Lifetime. We're like, no, it's our stomping grounds. You get comfortable with places and you meet, make a gym fam, and they support us. They don't question our outfit changes. I don't know.
They don't bug you. Yeah, I get it.
Sometimes they bug you.
But sometimes they do a little bit. They like in your business a little bit, probably. But
you have your days.
I think we could learn a few things from you guys, because like Sid and I, there are parallels, which is also kind of why we wanted to have you guys on, because you guys are friends owning a business. We're friends owning a business. And me and Sid are a little more, like, we try to plan ahead a little bit, but it'd be really cool to have like a month planned out like that. Like, that'd be awesome.
It's not sexy. Yeah, I have it in like a word note, like Callan would just be ticked if she saw what we did.
Oh, yeah.
But we do it. So.
But it works.
It works.
It works. Shit
done. Yeah.
And we get it. Like, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
You can still vacation and do all your shit. Like, you guys are always, like, I feel like you're always in a different state. It's coming from someone who's also always in a different state, I swear to God.
And you're also,
like, you guys always get to go to, like, Vegas and Florida and Arizona. I'm like, oh, I want to
We go
be
hard.
There. I love that. You were just in Vegas, by the way.
Yeah, we were.
Last weekend. It your sister's bachelorette?
Yeah.
Oh, that was it fun?
It was
I love
fun.
Vegas.
Wait, you.
Like a movie.
You were a Vegaser. Totally, right?
You guys seemed like you had a
time.
Lots of fun.
Lots of
fun. We have Vegas recommendations on our post.
We do.
We got things. We try and keep it balanced.
I actually love Vegas though. But isn't that interesting that you guys are like the mini hustlers and like the workout gals and everything, and you can show that you can actually go out and go hard and like have fun or like eat out or do whatever the heck you want to do, and you can still maintain
balance,
your
baby.
Peak and balance.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have, you know, I mean, if we didn't do that things, would we have probably like a crazier, tighter physique? Probably, you know, like when we cut, but we don't, we want to have the fulfilling moments in life. Life's too short to care about just your body. Right.
Yeah. And I think through different phases, just last night, I got a margarita and I got a like raspberry margarita, where right now I'm doing that. But in a few months, I'll just do vodka water. Like, I'm still going to drink, but you just make a better choice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some travel tips you have? Like, I have two questions that I'm gonna have you answer both. So I'm gonna ask two right now. Travel tips in general, like if you are, do you track your macros then when you're going on vacations? Because I know when you're doing cutting or bulking. So by the way, if y'all don't know, bulking is eating in a calorie surplus, gaining muscle, putting on the muscle, cutting, you're eating in a deficit. So you do have to track your calories / macros for that. So when you travel on the weekends and you're doing these trips, do you guys still track? And how do you do that when you're traveling?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Do you want me to start?
You can go, yep.
So for our bulk, not really. To be honest, we could be doing a cleaner bulk. I wouldn't say we're doing a straight up dirty bulk, but we're definitely not clean.
Messy.
Yeah, we're a little messy. So no, we don't really track it, but you got to remember we're so familiar with what we eat that I could tell you like how many, you know, carbs are in a cup of rice. You know, so when I get things, I kind of know. Cutting is a whole different story. Yes, when we travel at cutting, we will count. We'll bring our own snacks usually is a big thing. And then, you know, we don't go to Spain. You know, we go to places where we know what we're getting. Like, we'll go to Chipotle. We know what we can get. And, you know.
I see where you're
saying. You also probably wouldn't plan a Barcelona trip during a cut. Like, you want to make sure those cutting, like, you want to be,
we can
like,
figure it out. But
like, if you're in Barcelona, you're going to enjoy the food.
We're going to have cheese.
Exactly. A lot of cheese. A lot of meat. A lot of wine. A lot of bread. Okay.
Not cutting.
Fulfilling moments.
PTSD. Okay. Fuck. God, if I hit this damn clip on the back of my head one more time, I swear to God. I'm pretty sure I broke one of the prongs, too. I'm dead serious.
Right now?
Yes. I did. Yes, I did. Where is it? I felt it. Yep. Okay.
Oh,
well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Such a psychopath. Okay, well, because I have to ask this, because I've never done a bulk or a cut.
Yeah.
and I'm not as familiar with it. Honestly, I literally, my dad just gave me like protein powder drinks when I was like 10 because I played a lot of like high or like hit style sports, right? Like super cardio all the day, every time. And I was like a string bean this big. So it's like, I've never done any of those things. Like, yes, I like to work out. I'm getting into it more. Like, yes, I'm a fitness instructor, but I don't do those things. Mm-hmm. When you do them, do you feel like when you're bulking, do you feel weird about yourself? Like, you know, I'm trying to ask this in a, like a not wrong way. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, because you're getting purposefully larger, you know what I mean? Like that's the point of a bulk. It's called a bulk. And when you cut, you know, you're like cutting that off. Is it relief? Like, what is that process? Can you talk about it? Just like how you feel?
We just talked about it.
I know you said no feelings, but this is,
this is not. And also for those who don't know, like why you do both of them. Yeah. Why you bulk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Start there.
So currently we are in our last week of our bulk since January 2nd.
Holy Hell crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You guys literally look so good still. I will say that.
Thank you so much. So the goal is to gain strength and like, we're saying you have to eat in a calorie surplus. So which, knowing our goal is to gain weight, it's a lot better for our mental health because we're knowing that we're going to gain weight. Like we're prepared. We've done this before when we've cut after and we cut off the weight. And so we're more confident, I would say, second time around. The struggles are your clothes. Your clothes, I'm noticing it in my face a ton. Like Lo has always said she gains it in her face and I never really did, but this, like I can tell, no one else can.
Say, nobody else can.
No one else can, and I know that. It's just like, wow, I actually look different, which is so interesting to look at pictures now. But when you're starting to get stomach aches because your clothes are too tight, you're like chafing from your sports bras, you know, it's a whole part of the process. And we just look at our transformation pictures, our transformation videos to be like, we're doing it right, and this is what we want. And it just, I think it's really cool that our bodies can change like this and we're so capable of all of that. I love the process. I know it's not for everyone.
Yeah. I think going back to like why we do it and for everyone listening, what the point is so when you gain that weight, the goal is to gain muscle, like Ann said, but when you cut, you're cutting that excess weight, but keeping that muscle. So like ultimately we want to have that leaner, stronger body. That you can't really get, like you can't, it's really, it's honestly hard, kind of hard to gain weight. Like, I mean, we are eating a lot. You guys would be like, whoa. The first week I was like, I'm like gluttony, like shoving my face full of food.
Does it make you feel not good?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's the other thing you worry.
It's not that fun.
Stomach aches from your clothes and from
being full.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because your body's not used to that many carbs and digesting all of that. It's a lot, but it's part of it.
And once you cut, that's that toned look that people think that they get from doing Pilates with long muscles when in reality,
and 2 pounds a week.
And 2 pound weights.
Yeah, and it's more about the actual muscle that's underneath.
Exactly. Yes. So we always look at Anna, I'm like, there's got to be muscle under there, right?
Yeah, we're like, there's some muscle down there. That's the main goal.
You guys are ripped. You guys are strong.
We are strong.
Hell yeah. You are.
And then it would be so exciting to, like, when you do cut, like, see what you just worked
it's
for.
It's
so satisfying. Yeah.
Totally.
I will say, I do want to flag, just because you mentioned it, too. You said it's not for everyone. Like, for me, I have dealt with a little bit of disordered eating in the past. So, like, when I've tried to go through reverses or cuts, like, I definitely have to be very careful about it.
Yes.
And I think with someone who's dealt with, like, eating disorders or disordered eating, it could be, like, obviously a little triggering. So, like, not for everyone, like
not
you said.
Everyone.
And I remember talking to you two about this one time at Callan's house.
Sushi night.
So have you guys ever dealt with like disordered eating? Because like I'm so used to like girls that I know, like, oh yeah, I have. And I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, you both have been very normal with your food for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I have a good relationship with it.
It comes with, for us personally, it came with understanding the process before diving into looking good.
Yeah.
So really understanding the process. We're not doing it to look good. We're trying to understand how our bodies can change.
Yes.
So when we look at it that way, it's not like messages. I want to say that.
Yes.
Like a lot. I mean, it is a daily thing. People come to us. Mm-hmm. Right. And
especially
so we're
TikTok trolls probably being like,
this is not healthy or
yeah, yeah, you know, things. And the thing about it is like, it's not for everybody. And we will be the first to tell you and everyone, we do not give nutrition advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We will give tips, but we will always direct to a professional. We are not certified in that. We are certified personal trainers and that's it. That's as far as we go. We will refer to books. We refer to a book a lot. I'm sure you know. So do you know Sid?
What, which book?
Our fitness Bible.
The NASM Bible or something.
Thinner, leaner, stronger.
I don't know.
The NASM Bible?
I don't know. Thinner, I was like, God damn it. Don't make me look at that thing.
No, it's just a book that we learned everything. And that's why I don't think we dealt with it. And maybe we're lucky. We got into it before social media was a thing. And that's scary, but it might be a thing.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of older.
Definitely.
And we always talk about it. Seriously. We're really lucky that when we learned through the macros, they're thinner, leaner, stronger. To us, it was like a game. It was like, hey, we need to hit this. Yeah, what do we need to eat to get to that point? And once we eat that consistently, the goal is to get that thinner, leaner, stronger body. So it was like a game, and you were hoping to get the end result of the body. But I feel very blessed to be with that.
You guys are lucky for that too, for sure. If you took a step back and you were looking at somebody who maybe is watching you guys on Insta and wants to get into the gym and like has had all this like anxiety around her, maybe they're like inconsistent gym goer, like what advice are you giving people as like your strongest piece of advice of like, go for it. Like, you know, anything, could be anything.
Yeah.
Could be even like, how do you eat protein? It could be anything you want to.
Yeah. We always say it's the little things. Like it's not, people are really tendency to think of New Year's resolutioners, right? They go all in, right? They're going to drink, you know, a gallon of water. They're going to work out 5 times a week. They're going to eat healthy. They're going to hit their protein goal. And that's how you burn out.
Day 5, you're eating a whole pizza.
Yeah. That's how you burn out. And that's how you fail. So it's like, okay, this week, let's focus on getting, you know, 10,000 steps. That's it. They're like, well, what about, you know, doing this? We're like, nope, 10,000 steps. And once you create that habit, things start kind of clicking together.
And that's why you guys do your challenges.
Yes.
Exactly.
Boom.
Create a healthy lifestyle. Boom.
Yeah.
Another big thing.
I'm a huge follower.
OG.
Oh,
okay. I know, I waved. I go, hi.
Another big thing like about going into the gym is we always say we highly recommend workout programs so that you know exactly what you're going to do on every day that you walk into the gym. So you're not just wandering around or looking at different machines. You know what to do. Shout out to the Mini Hustler Gym Guide. It has videos to every movement, which we have found so helpful in programs that we've done in the past from other people. So we wanted to do it for everyone else because I think that helps with being less intimidated.
Mm-hmm. You're providing something for somebody so they're not so afraid. Because I mean, like even I get gym intimidation sometimes when it's like an area I don't know, like backs. Yeah. I don't like to do back. You know that. I'm like, I just don't like to do. I don't know why.
Back?
Yeah, back really.
Back day. Oh, back day's the back. Best. Day.
I'm not familiar with the so machines. You're not gonna like it. So I don't really like it. Like yet. I should say I've done it, but like I don't love to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, and I hate getting there and not knowing what I'm going to do for a workout. It's so frustrating.
And if you don't know what you're going to do, it's less likely you're going to go.
Yeah.
But if you have a plan, you're more likely to go too.
Yeah, because it's so easy then.
Or if even if you think of it in your head, like as you're on the way there, I'll stop halfway through. Mm-hmm. So like I have to have like something, even if I show up and I'm like, okay, I know it's back day and I don't have like something written somewhere, I won't do everything. So I'll like literally write it in my car quick if it's back day, like stay in my car, write it down, and then I'll go into the gym.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But,
yeah.
Okay. We drew a lot of parallels between us at the beginning. I just want to, one thing that I want to point out is like Sid and I became friends through this business, but you guys have always been best friends. So complications with starting a business with your best friend, like how has that been? And has there been any, I know you probably haven't shared this, like we know all the fitness stuff now too, but I want to hear like the dirty deets. Like, do you guys fight? Like,
there's never been like a fight.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Good. Like, it's also to the point, this is like cheesy, but we're like sisters. We're like family. So it's like, we just have so much respect for each other and know each other literally so well that it's like, I'll know if she's crabby. She'll know if I'm crabby.
We don't talk in the morning a lot. That's an interesting one. We do not talk when we work out, you guys. We do not. It's not like we laugh.
No.
Not me. Maybe a few sentences.
Do you literally just pull up next to each other in your matching cars? Yeah. Get out in your matching outfits that you could
maybe, magic I don't backpacks.
Know, and then you walk in, you don't say anything, you scan your card, whatever, and you're just like, oh. Look at each other.
Yeah.
You're up. Yes.
I know. I'm going to go take a lap. Okay.
Four sets of six to eight. Go.
No, I'll be like, what's next?
Yeah. Wait, who writes the workouts? Do you do them together like beforehand?
We follow programs.
But yours that you've already built though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I know so that maybe that's an obvious question, but I wasn't
okay.
Sure.
So no fights.
Okay, so yeah, like have, no, like
what about like little funny tips? Arguments you've had? Like I want to hear about one.
Like sometimes, I remember Lo was super stressed with her house.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And so she was just like crabby, and I'm like, "Are you okay? Like I know you're I know she's stressed, so it's like
you're like
I'm
here to help, right obviously. Now?
But like, oh, are you
I love that?
I was like, I need to like leave now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, like, that's not a fight. No.
Like you good?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, no.
Yeah. And bye. Like, it's, and I think it also helps we're not emotional.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we're not sensitive at all. No. So it's like, hey.
Me and Sid are really emotional.
Very sensitive emotional people. Yeah, that's how us. I grew up though. That's how my sister is.
And like, that's not how our like, families are.
Mm-mm. Oh, see. Okay. That makes more sense. Okay. Yeah. Cause so then you guys have the kind of an easy business relationship. You know what I mean? Like it's like easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
You're like worried all the time. Yeah. I'm like, I'm worried.
Oh, no.
I'm scared I'm going to say something that like would upset you. And then someone says to me the other day and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you took that to heart. Like you seem so like, you know, like tough on the outside. But like I actually am like very emotional. Like if someone says something that kind of like upsets me, I'll think about it for days.
Sensitive kind of.
Sensitive. Yeah.
Definitely.
We're definitely
not. One makes it so easy to do that. Yeah.
Like Lo said, we've been doing this since we met.
Yeah.
So it's been our relationship and it's just more businessy at the end.
Before the podcast, we asked for no-go topics and they were like,
feelings.
Like no feeling questions.
Yeah. I just thought, like, how do you feel about that? How do you,
it's like,
how is that affecting? Wait, can you guys tell your, how you met story? Because I feel like that wasn't, you didn't
say
that. Not
that good, but yeah.
But like people like to know this stuff. People, this is what you're going to know. People are nosy.
Oh,
they like to know more. I'm dead serious. Any story about anybody's life, people like are like, let me tell
all
you.
In.
Yes.
All in.
Okay. I promise.
Go.
Even if you think it's boring.
Okay. Well, here we go.
And tell me how you feel about it.
Good luck. Yeah, no. Okay. So we both went to the University of St. Thomas. We met in 2013. Go Tommies.
Hey. When did you graduate?
2017.
Johnny over there.
Oh, I was like, what? What the fuck was that? I literally go, she goes, Tommy's. I'm like, okay.
Johnny.
Is that a thing?
Sorry. I was disturbed. I didn't even pay attention to it.
I'm like, we usually just say, say go Gophers. Sky Ima.
There's a rivalry.
There's a rivalry there. Okay.
If anyone doesn't, if you're listening, if you're listening, you're confused. Yeah. Jordy went to St. John's and Lo was just give it. Or
yeah, rivalry.
Struggling. The struggly.
Go Tommies. Anyways, we graduated in 2017. Is that what you asked?
You didn't say exactly.
Yes. Okay. We met in the freshman dorms called Dowling.
Oh, girl.
Shout out.
Yeah. We lived on 4 South across the hall from each other.
What was the first encounter?
Yeah, that I can't tell you that.
Well, come on. Think about it.
I still can't tell you that.
What'd you say?
We were like across the hall from each other.
Do you have any shower shoes I can borrow? And you're like, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were asking.
No, but I know when we got into fitness together, because that's funny. Can I say it?
What was it?
Okay, yeah. I'll say it.
Yes.
Okay. So her boyfriend at the time was super into fitness, like really into fitness. So we wanted to get into fitness. And we said,
I don't know what she's going to get at.
So we said, can we please take you to lunch and ask you fitness questions? So we took him to the, took him to the View, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And we sat him down and he was older at the time and he was a gopher. Go Gophers.
Go Gophers, Skyma.
And we asked him fitness questions. How do we get lean? He said, stop doing cardio. And how do we do this? You need to read this book, Thinner, Leaner, Stronger. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
love
literally
that boyfriend.
2014, 2015.
Yeah.
2014 probably.
When is he coming out with his new book, by the way?
It just came out.
Yeah.
Ooh, is it the person who wrote the book?
Michael Matthews. Yes.
Michael Matthews.
We do have it and we have not read it. Really naughty, but we do have it and I cannot tell you what it's called. But love him as an author.
Can't tell you anything.
Can't tell you anything.
I have it personally. I can't tell you anything. Okay. All right. Okay,
yeah. But yeah, that's how we got into fitness. And I think that was our sophomore year. Yes. But I can't tell you our first interaction. Lover as best friend, but I'm not, it's not like we date. Like, I don't know her.
Yeah, we're not sure of our first date or anything.
That's a really cute story, actually, about the asking him for fitness.
Yeah, and you want to know
where at lunch?
I do. And when we started Mini Hustlers, because he's always kind of been our fitness, we started a group message with him.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We said, does this deadlift, like, can we post this deadlift? Does it look good?
Really? And he was like, yes, no, yes, no.
He'd be like, it's too light. You needed to go up and wait, and then your form will get better. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Shout out. You know who you are.
You're like, it's my ex.
I'm assuming you're not dating anymore.
No. Oh, no, no. Mm-mm. But we're friends.
Yeah. It's been like 6 years probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's probably we're all like, okay now. Yeah.
Yes.
Even playing field now. Like, all right. Even chill. Who you dating?
Group messages.
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah. Wait, you live with your boyfriend.
I do.
Yeah. You just bought a house.
We did buy a house.
How has that been balancing purchasing a home, having a full-time job, having a full-time hustler hobby that's turning into a job, etc.?
Tough. Not going to sugarcoat it.
No.
Not ideal. I would say the anxiety has never been worse. I don't know if it's all... The house is one thing. Like, I'm just like, it's a house. That's how I view things. It's kind of a transaction. Like, that's kind of how I was raised. But the things going into it, it's like, oh my gosh, I need to call this contractor. I'm like a project manager for my own house.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to call this painter. Okay, I need to call this contractor. Oh, I need to call this cabinet place. Oh, I need to do this. And I'm like, oh, but I have to write this caption, you know?
Yeah. Literally.
So it's been a battle.
Growing up, man.
Yeah, adulting.
Adulting in itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in its fullest. Holy crap.
I wish I thought it was more fun to like decorate, but I'm not into that. I'm not a decorator. I did hire a decorator.
You did?
Mm-hmm. And she did everything.
No way.
Yeah, I just clicked purchase.
Okay, I was going to say, because your living room looks freaking bomb.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'm not going to lie. It looks lit.
Thank you so much.
And what were you going to say?
I was going to go down like a long.
What?
I was going to talk about how she's like, I keep trying to tell her, like, buying a home is so huge.
Yeah.
Like, that is awesome. And I feel like we fly through life and we never take things in. And so we're trying to do a lot better job at that. But it's because we're so busy and on to the next thing.
We just talked about this in the intro.
Really?
Mm-hmm. For this episode.
It's such a real thing with us.
Yeah.
And it's she's like, it's just a house. I'm like, no, hold on.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Because it's just a little part of her life right now because there's so many other things. But it's a big deal.
You guys are you trying to hold each other accountable more for like, just like being like, this is a big deal that we just did this. This is a big deal that we just wrote X sponsor.
We used to do that. We tried to take a moment. We have a friend.
Well, literally saying it and then we go.
A moment. Okay. We have a friend that always kind of will randomly text us and say, hey, take a moment. Because we kind of do it to her as well.
Is it Callan?
No, it is not Callan. She's always thinking about the next thing for us.
I know, I was going to say. She's like,
No, it's our friend Paige Gibson. She owns her own, you know, realtor business. Mm-hmm. And so we'll text her, hey, take a moment. She's pretty good at helping us with that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys most proud of so far?
This is the deep stuff. It's the deep stuff. We don't really go there ever.
That's deep for us. That's deep.
Is it? Okay. Like, No, that's fine.
Even like your... Like your favorite partnership right now. And then like, I would love to hear how partnerships work with social media because
social
media
is interesting.
A lot of people don't know about the shit. So if we can dive into a little bit of that.
People have no idea what goes into that.
I think.
Let's hear it.
Tell them.
I love.
Tommy. Hey. Like, fuck.
We're just like, go for it. Sorry, Jackson. Okay.
I've said this for like the past 6 months is. The partnerships of people in Minneapolis and getting to dabble in like things I would never think. Like we were just at Stock and Spade, who's a restaurant. Like, why us? We're kind of like, why us? You know, or like Alchemy, we have a really good relationship and partnership with them. The Glow Lounge, like love them, but we would never think we would be with them, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that all like the Minneapolis based
local partnerships
that, you always see, you always want to, but you never thought you'd work with them.
Yeah. I would say Alchemy because before we started Mini Hustlers, I was like, wouldn't it be cool to get like a free workout class? No, seriously. Like,
And now we're like, come in whenever you want.
Yeah. And now we have a really, really strong partnership. I mean, we meet with their CMO and we bounce ideas off of each other. And like the fact that we're not only, you know, getting those workout classes, but we get be involved in their, like, help their business is really cool.
So sick.
I'm like, and she is, you have a history with them. She was an ambassador in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's came a long ways.
I remember seeing you at Alchemy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I drank that Kool-Aid like you wouldn't believe.
Oh boy.
Honey, I coached there.
I went to your first class, Sophie.
Oh really?
Yep. And I remember because some of my guy friends were there, like, she is so hot. I'm like, she is so hot. I'm like, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Eddie Dyna.
Yep. Yep. Do you still work at, you worked at a gym too?
Oh. Base camp. Yeah. I was actually going to start coaching again this week, but I unfortunately, it's a lot. And I developed vocal nodes when I coached. And I would coach one class and my voice would be toast. And I couldn't do my normal job. Right. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. And it was really frustrating. And
painful kind of, right?
Painful. And the more like vocal therapists I've seen, whatever, said that that's not going to get better. You vocal notes will go down by time, but if you abuse them, and like I'll go out on a weekend and the next morning I have no voice at all.
I have vocal notes too.
Yeah. And I mean, and when I saw a video the other day of my voice from like a year and a half ago, I mean, this is not normal. My voice is really low these days.
Same. And my uncle, I called him and he was like, he goes, who is this?
Yeah.
And I was like, Sydney. And he's like, oh, I thought it was a little boy. Sorry. I was like, I'm like, tough. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Well, it's not. It's Sydney still. So thank you. But yeah, they said like my vocal cords, like, you know, they go together like two pieces of strips of like, I don't know, spaghetti. That's all what I'll say. Mm-hmm. Mine like move at the bottom like eighth and that's it. That's the only piece
you
I
need.
Use.
If you go all out, then the next step is surgery. And I was like, I love coaching, but I don't think they're going to pay for my surgery. So,
yeah. So maybe not.
And that's why I do think that, I mean, this is a whole conversation. We should really get back to the main question about social media, but one more thing about it. I do think that coaches need to learn how to use their voices correctly. And
their diaphragm.
They need to use you need vocal coaches. They need to pay for voice lessons. It's like, I've had issues with my shit too, but okay. Back to the social media.
Yeah. Okay. What do you guys want to know? Yeah. We'll tell you the dirty deets.
Circle back.
You guys probably know a lot. So
no, we actually don't as much. I don't know. I would like to hear more about partnerships and like how that works with social and you get paid per post. You get paid. Mm-hmm. How do you reach out for?
You don't have to
do they reach
also.
Out? Yeah,
we will. We're open book. I mean,
and that's what's cool is because I feel like this shit isn't talked about. So that's why.
Yeah,
And how it comes about. You know what I mean? Like start like process.
We're still learning too, though.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast and they were saying I loved this analogy where it was something like you go on Glassdoor, whatever it's called, and you can see like what a social media person makes, but an influencer, it's just this black hole.
Like, is it the dude from Bachelor?
Jason.
Yes.
Yeah. I love
it. Callan told me to listen to this.
I love that
if
shit.
If you want to know the ins and outs of social media, like they are really blunt and obviously they are a lot more intense partnerships. I mean, we're pretty micro, but listen to that. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah,
you guys
fuck. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I can find
Jason, what's his name? Jason Tarkton? That was so wrong.
Tarktic.
I'll think
Tarktic.
Of it.
Yeah.
If continue, you type that in.
Continue chatting, I'll figure it
out. So.
Trading secrets. No.
That's
is it Trading Secrets?
Is that Jason from The Bachelor? Because if that's what it is, that would be
Trading Secrets.
Okay, there it
Dear
is.
Dear Media Production.
Mm-hmm. Even if you're not an influencer and just like want to know what the heck they're up to, there it is. There's all the secrets. But our secrets. So I would say our first partnership happened around 2,000 followers. And it was Paceline. Mm-hmm. And we thought it was so cool, guys. We had a kickoff call, and we were, like, just smiling, like, interviewing all
the Hustler hoodies.
Yeah,
cute.
I mean,
cute.
Like, smiling up the wazoo. And we were like, this is awesome. Yeah, okay. So it started there. It started with the kickoff, and now it's obviously developed. I would say we have had 20-plus partnerships, still going or one off. We have never really reached out to anybody. I know a lot of people reach out and that is great, but truly, we don't have the time to. We'd love to. I mean, there's some things I could think of, but we don't have the time to. And they all come through our email usually or Instagram DMs. TikTok, we are on TikTok. We actually have a much bigger following on TikTok, but we closed our messages on TikTok fully. Because we truly cannot manage it. And our hope is that they'll come.
We keep ours closed too, because it's just not it.
I didn't even know you could get messages.
I kept that closed. I'm sorry. I kept it closed. There's no fucking way. There's no way.
It's so hard.
There's 100,000 people on there that want to talk to us. I can't.
No way. Yes. I'm like, it's hard to manage the comments alone. So, yeah. So they, long story short, they reach out and they usually want to have a kickoff call. That we've seen, they'll run ideas. I mean, you get a little floofy ones. I mean, a normal person probably gets the floofy one. Like, here's some jewelry.
Do you take all those calls in yourself?
There's the kicker. So we actually were reached out to by somebody. I won't use their name just in case here for now. They started their own business. He is out of San Francisco. Yeah. And reached out to us and we're like, we want to manage your partnerships. Like, yeah, right. We love that part of it. Like, we love working with the,
well,
you know?
And we're like, we don't have enough. Like, what you're going to, at the time, we're like, are you serious? Like, that's not,
we don't need that.
We don't need that right now. And then like 3 months later, we're like, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I called that man right back. And I go, I need you right now. Can you start tomorrow? So as of probably love 2 months ago, we hired an agent. We have agent now.
That's great.
Yes, and they handle all the kickoff calls and things like that. And then they just come to us with negotiations and like, do you guys want that?
We literally just did something similar and it's so much better.
I thought
I could do it. I thought I was my control freak. I thought I could handle it.
Right. Yeah,
it could, I was like, I got like, it. Sid,
we can't do it.
I got to let go.
That's one thing is we're so picky on who we work with. So we thought that we could handle it all to be like, we know who we want to work with. But it's been a lifesaver. But I feel like the little things, this is kind of like a little tip for people that we learned from the podcast is that when someone says, hey, do you want to try these protein bars? We'll send you a pack if you post about it. And we always say, please send, or like, feel free to send, but no promises on a post because we only want to share what we genuinely like. And we don't know yet until we try. And businesses are always so okay with that and they understand that they're always end up sending it and we're very truthful about it once we get it. So that's a little tip for people.
No, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. So everything you guys end up putting, I'm like, okay, they actually like this shit.
Yes.
No, that's exactly. Good. That actually helps. Yes. It's almost like we were really anal about that too. I'm like, no, we're not posting. Nope. We're not doing that. They're not allowed to come to the event. Like, no. And we wouldn't post about it if we didn't like it, but you never know looking to the outside of other people and other accounts. You're like, oh, do they like it? I don't know. Or do they have a paid partnership hashtag at the top right-hand corner, super high and hidden? Right. You know what I mean?
And when it comes to that, though, you know, like when we do our paid partnership posts, we hope that we have been so straightforward and honest with our followers that they're like, okay, they genuinely like them. They're not just doing this for the money.
Absolutely.
How much would you get? Okay, so if you're cool with sharing prices. Yeah. So let's say you post about I know you post about Greens a lot, but that's more of like a, I don't know.
We're like sponsored athletes with them. Okay. So we don't like, you're not like.
I remember you posted
Michelob.
Michelob.
We can talk about that one.
Yeah.
We got paid $900, I think, for that.
See, that is sick.
Yeah.
And holy that, another that. Tip, always counter way more than
always.
What
I think they offered us $300. We're like, do we counter? And I think we said $900. Like, okay. We're like, oh, dang it.
You know, they're like, fuck, I could ask for a lot more than that.
Yeah.
What other people are you partnered with right now? Companies.
Oh boy. There's kind
Alchemy.
Of
Yeah.
Liquid IV.
Liquid IV, Power Plate Meals.
Oh gosh.
First Form.
Oh my gosh.
Did we say,
we just did a list of this and it was way too many.
How do you keep track of all the,
and it's all so different, right? Need. Like we the post monthly for Alchemy. We post every day for First Form for our part, like just cause we want to, because we believe in that. We post when we're on vacation about Liquid IVs. They're all very different. Like we'll be invited in somewhere to just get their services for free. So we'll just post on our story about that. Not a static. It's just all,
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, what we want.
LA Fitness.
That's
probably
Fitness.
The funniest partnership I've ever had.
LA Fitness. You are a partner?
Oh, we are. Oh, yes.
We I did not know that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we don't get like paid. They just cover our membership, which is great, guys. It is great. But when they reached out, I almost like pooped my pants. That was the funniest thing. Like I couldn't stop laughing.
They'll put us on their Instagram and it'll be like, LA Fitness tagged you. We're like, oh no, what's this one going to be?
go to like fitness. And then people were like, in the comments, it's like, oh, I saw a mite or like I saw a mouse there today. I'm like, oh, that, oh, I've seen that there.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Well, but I think it's funnier. Have you ever looked at Planet Fitness's page?
No.
They have genius marketing.
I was going to say, I've studied just their marketing in school.
Wait,
Do we dabble? No, we don't. They have a no clunk. We would be so screwed.
They have a no clunk?
The clunk alarm if you slam your weights.
Oh, no clunk. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
It's a great place.
For social, Michael.
Oh.
Quick question for you about social.
Yes.
What is your biggest or like best growth tactic? God, I can't talk. I'm really jet lagged, by the way,
right now.
Let me
guess.
Very jet.
Okay, you guys want to guess?
Go. Consistency.
Yeah.
Ayo.
It's the literally posting every single day.
No, I'm like every day. Like, oh, you mean on your feed?
Mm-hmm.
And then every hour on your story. Yes,
or to like be present.
At least awake.
To just be present. Act like you care.
How do you manage the DMs? Like, is it 50-50? Is it?
Whoever sees it first.
We did almost a year ago. We turned on notifications straight to our phone.
Oh.
Before we just, you'd have to go in the app every time. And it's like, then we literally lived on the app. Like, where you can just get a notification. It's like, blah, 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 liked your message. Like, that's not urgent to go in then. But there's no, like, rhyme or reason for our responses. We just both are in it all the time.
How has your life changed since having to use social media all the time? Is that too deep?
No.
It's okay, Lo.
I know. I'm like, deep breath.
She like takes a deep breath. I heard that.
Because like you guys are like, you literally are on it every hour.
Oh, well, not. Sometimes we'll do, and we'll be like, okay, I'll have AM, you get PM.
Oh, okay.
Or like, I'm going MIA for a big meeting. Like,
do not talk to me.
Yeah, or like, I won't be able to post for the next 2 hours.
I usually only, like, when I'm on it, I'm usually like going to the bathroom. We drink. I don't know if you guys know that, but we drink a lot of water.
Oh, yeah. Really? Your water bottle is so small. It's like the size of my head.
She kind of wants some. But social media has changed. This is just me. I'm very transparent. This is pretty deep. I struggle with my personal life being on it. My boyfriend, his name's Mike. He's great. But he's like so used to it now, but it's like almost sad. Like, he's used to, like, if we watch a movie, I will be on my phone the whole time. And it's not healthy. I mean, in influencers and the ones that are very consistent, and that's kind of how you grow and how we've grown so fast, it's, like, it's kind of messed up. And it's actually kind of sad. And it's not that I'm just scrolling. I'm always working. And that isn't the right justification, but that is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So here, for example, we just got back from Vegas, as we talked about, and we took off, it's about a 2 hour and 45 minute flight. Before we took off to the moment we land, I wrote captions the entire time. I did not look up from my phone. I didn't go to the bathroom. I didn't have a sip of water. I didn't have a snack. I literally wrote captions for over 2 hours and 45 minutes, and that's all I did. I did not look up. So I'm working, but it's like,
yeah,
I think a total different side of this that I'll go off of for our social life. It's like every time we're at a happy hour, at a birthday party, at a wedding, we're posting like the food before and saying where we're at, where it's like, I would never think about that. I'd be with my people and sharing time with them, but love our friends and family to death. Because they are the biggest supporters and they understand, like, oh, do you want me to put my hand here? Oh, do you need the cup here?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
They're so supportive.
In Vegas, our friends are like, I want to film them. I want to film them. And we're like, really? You want to take time out of the pool? Everyone's at the pool drinking. I'm like, you guys want to do this for us?
Yeah.
So, I mean, our friends.
And we just wrote a caption, like, figure out your circle. Because if we didn't have that, we would seriously not be where we are. No. And we would not feel as comfortable sharing our lives, because we'd be like hiding it because we want to be in front of our friends, but they're supporting us while doing it with them. So
damn,
friends
have
are
you
power of your circle.
Thought about setting boundaries though, like for example, I mean like, would a lot change if you on Sundays you weren't allowed to post
right
on your stories and you had a blank day on Sundays? Like, what would change? Mm-hmm. Like, why can't you give yourself? I'm honestly questioning it because me and Sit we have these conversations a lot, maybe because we are a little more emotional, but I'm like, do not disturb. Mm-hmm. I can't do straight Canada today. Like, it's not happening.
We have those days. Sometimes those I wake up and I go, I really don't like
and
any
hustlers. Like, luckily, again, then we have each other. So it's like, or if I'm, I'll have a break. This is so sad. But like if I'll have to finish a report, I'll put a timer for 30 minutes only. Like that would be my break, would be 30 minutes.
Yeah, we have we thought about it? No, we have never talked about it. There's the point.
I think you should.
Yeah, I think we should too. We are, this is, when you asked about like one of your proudest moments, just from being like corporate America, like the fact that we're hiring someone is really cool to me. Like that is like really cool. Like that is eye opening that like we get to manage someone.
I would never in a million years
think that we get to like hire someone, like pay someone to help us. And I think that's really going to help us. I think that's going to lift a lot off my shoulders.
And help us reach more people and help more people, which is the number one goal.
Yeah.
So that's our goal. And then hopefully it will also help our, take some stuff off of our plates.
You need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. You definitely do.
And what are they going to do for you?
Yeah. So it's going to start with, it's going to be kind of fun. Like I'm like, we were talking about that. We're like, oh, I'd love this job. Yeah.
Like I'm a boss.
No, I would want this job. Like
the side job.
The side hustle. It's going to be so fun. We'd send them like all of the supplements and we want them to come up with like fun protein recipes or things with like so level like one. And then so it's someone that's kind of has marketing because I want them be able to put together an email. And they'll manage like emails and things like that. And newsletters and things like that. And then hopefully end up helping with our captions. So we need to hire like a fitness enthusiast.
And honestly, we've talked about people who have been following us for a while and like understand the brand and that we're fun, positive, energetic as much as we can.
I can use your voice.
Yes.
Help with the captions. Yes. That's what we've dealt with too, with the caption issues. Yeah.
Captions. What?
Like us wanting to have someone help with Instagram, but us also not wanting to not let anyone else write their
captions. It's your voice.
Yeah. It just doesn't work. I'm like, I wouldn't say that. You know what I mean? Like, totally. Even though they It'll think take that time. That's my brand and that happens, you just have to coach and
yes.
like, I wouldn't usually say that. Like, it's awkward at first. So you're like, it's good. I promise. It's just not me.
Exactly. You so know? I think that's really going to help.
That will totally help.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay.
It's Woo! A fun, I know. Honestly, I took a moment.
That one's big. I'm surprised we haven't said that yet. So thank you.
I think about it since I posted it yesterday.
Like, I can't really believe it. Like, we're talking about interviews coming up. I'm like,
we're like, this we're gonna do for the interview. This we're gonna.
Oh, you're like, hi. I know we sat down. We interviewed Journey. You know what I mean? Like, we were
been through it.
I'm like, okay, hello, how are you? Like, we had to be so proper. I felt like, because I'm like, oh my God, why am I interviewing someone? I'm just like a little square.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like knocking myself today. Like, whack my head over here, whack my head
over
here.
You're jet lagged.
Yeah, I am a little jet lagged. Okay, so. People had written in some questions, like, and this is just a simple one. And I grabbed only like one or two. I think there's two, but they kind of go together. And it was just like, we call them like hashtag straight cannon moments, obviously, but just like questions too that people write in. People want to know these are, what are healthy snacks that you guys eat? Either high in protein or literally healthy snacks. Literally, it's people ask it.
Oh, we get it. Every day.
All the time.
Every day.
All the time. And I would love to hear yours because I'm like,
want to go for one for one?
First. I'll just say we always direct them to our fuel highlight.
Yeah.
Because everything we eat is in there. So
I will also side note say that this person wrote it in and said, I don't want to eat any more hard boiled eggs.
Oh, I never eat that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
I actually kind of want to eat that, but I do not want to take time to make that.
I like them with aioli though. Only like
aioli.
I dip my hard boiled egg in like an aioli.
You buy aioli?
I could see that.
I have like 7 aiolis in my
fridge. I'm going to have an egg, it better be drippy.
You love that yolk porn.
Yeah.
anyway, okay, called out.
Okay.
Anyways, protein bars. Snack.
Okay.
Can I say though, first form protein bars, like I'm 100% over 110% obsessed with them because
they're good.
People say a protein bar, it's 10 grams of protein. That's still a good amount of protein, but you can get 20 with the first form. And we always say more protein, the better. So
stay the full longer. Okay, you got a protein bar.
What did you say under your breath, though? People want to hear that.
I don't remember.
You stay fuller longer when you eat more protein.
Yeah, if you eat protein, a lot of high protein, you stay fuller longer than just having like a little
thumb.
Yeah, I don't really know what else, but lower protein. Yeah. Okay, my current snack that I'm having right now is those pretzel crisps. We like them a lot when we're on our cut because they're zero fat. We usually do a little bit lower fat. Pretzel crisps, just the plain. And then we have...
What? What are pretzel crisps?
What?
Are you kidding?
Freaking kidding?
You're kidding.
Are you good? Here, I'll show you.
No.
Yes.
You know.
You know what they are.
They're crisps.
Crispola.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, the little thin ones.
Yes. Yeah, like this. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. I usually lather those in Nutella.
Okay. You're good macros.
Oh, that's
first.
My really? Real fat.
Yeah, it's good.
Lather them.
With what?
With Nutella. Nutella.
No, yeah, that'd be so good. Oh, sometimes I drip my chocolate good. Chips
I would
on
eat
it.
A 28 all
one
the time.
One person on the mic at a time. It's just going to get crazy.
Yeah, we're going a little crazy.
Here. I don't care. That's fine.
Oh. And then the other thing, so I eat the pretzel crisps, and then I take turkey pepperoni. So not normal pepperoni, turkey pepperoni. The macros are amazing, and you get in a serving, you get 19, I think.
17.
So I get to eat 17 little pepperoni things. And it's a really fun one. If you dip in a little salsa, just a little, get a little wet. It's a really easy snack just to like munch on. And really good macros.
Really good.
Okay, your turn.
I love the details.
I know.
Your beef stick.
My beef stick. I eat it every day.
What kind?
First Form, 20 grams of protein right there.
20 grams. Normal have like
12. And it's so good. We brought two whole things to the bachelorette trip. Everyone was coming in our room and was like, I want a beef stick.
Beef
boys,
steak.
Girls, everyone was like, these are so much better than you think they're going to be.
I love a beef stick. I'm not going to lie.
I love a beef stick. Have you had Chomps? Is that better macros than Chomps?
I have never had Chomps.
Chomps is lower protein.
I think I've looked at it. Yeah.
It sucks, but
I haven't found a higher protein.
I think it was 14.
It was like 12, yeah.
Yeah, First Form is 20.
Yeah.
Barbecue is the best flavor if you're going to
try. They actually keep you pretty full, too.
Yeah.
Really?
They're thick.
And easy to travel with. Hey.
We love a good thick beef stick.
I can't with you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Didn't you guys have one yogurt one? Oh no, sorry. The one I was thinking of is I've always wanted to try. This is the one I always watch from afar. The rip your float thing.
Oh my God. I should have brought some for you.
Shoot.
You,
that's like our thing.
Oh, can I have some? My. Yeah.
Well, can you help me? I think I tried first to order it.
First
Form. Like,
it's sold out right now.
Do you want to explain the rip beer?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, we visited First Form and this one of our friends was like, you got to try it. And we're like, I'd rather just not eat for a day than have root beer float after I just got killed in a workout. And then I tried it and my life just wrapped around. They had it wrap me around my finger so fast. You couldn't believe it.
It's like so creamy with the right amount of root beer. It's refreshing in the summer. And I think you're talking about the treat where we put it over ice cream.
To clarify, it is protein powder that tastes like root beer, correct?
Correct.
Root beer float.
Okay. Is it good for you?
Well, yeah.
Yes,
yeah, same exact macros as all
it's
other
protein. It's protein powder.
I know. But you never know with like sugar and the flavoring.
There is artificial sweetener in it, but we our opinion on artificial sweetener, we don't really care about it.
I love artificial sweetener.
I use stevia like every day.
Yeah. I was trying to be nice, but
no, I use stevia every day.
Yeah. Okay,
no,
me too.
It's post workout protein, so it's whey isolate that digests fast. Again, 20
lactose
grams.
Free.
Oh yeah, lactose free.
Wait, really?
Yeah, all isolate is because
you said it's whey isolate.
Whey isolate.
Yeah,
so I can have that.
I didn't know first. I didn't put two and two.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were talking about First Form. Sorry. Yes. Okay. I need to go to bed. Like
it's okay.
2 minutes. Okay. What? What are you looking at each other for? Why are you guys? What are they laughing at over here? Huh?
It's getting made fun of.
Yeah, I get made fun of on here. Okay. They were laughing at me. Yeah. Hey, St. Thomas. Okay, you guys, I have a straight canon moment that somebody wrote in. I found one. I didn't find the one I was looking for, but I'm okay with that because I'll find it later. Okay. And this one is an opinion one. So everyone get their opinions ready. We're going to answer this person's question. Okay. Jordy, ready with the camera? Ready? Let's roll. He's sitting back. I just wanted to bug him. I don't know. I just had to say something. All right, here we go. I decided to open Tinder for just fun, and I matched with this guy. We started texting through Snapchat, just joking around and having fun. Then texting started to get more flirty and kind of kinky. We texted back and forth on Monday to Thursday and decided to meet in person on Friday. I was really into him by the text, and I felt like we connected. Okay, so then Friday comes, and he picks me up from home, and he's texting me, and he's like, we're going to spend the night together, and it's going to get spicy. I want to be all over you. And so I was like excited, okay?
This is perfect for mini hustlers. They're going to be like, what?
They're like, what? No. Okay, so he picks me up, and he was really, really nervous. Like you can tell he was even shaking when which I thought was kind of cute. We went to his friend's house and started kissing and we ended up hooking up. But right after we finished hooking up, he looks at me and he says, I'm tired. I don't get upset, but I want to go home and I want to take you home. And I'm like, what the hell, for real? Like I was in shock. Did I do something wrong? Does he not like me? Like what the hell happened? We never talked after that.
He wants to take her home.
Took her home.
But like with up. Him.
Why are they at the not, friend's house?
I thought that home. Too. Yeah. He wanted to drive her home and like drop a party. Her off. And it's then go I, back I'm to assuming.
His He wanted to hook up with her. That was yeah. his goal. And he did it. And so they're wow. done.
That's literally, sadly, I read it and I was like, that ew, sucks. But dumb. Literally, no, but that, that's people that's write Tinder. Shit on Tinder.
He made those expectations though. Like,
what'd he say?
They were being spicy before the date.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it too.
Also, this is a first date and you just got to be careful if
that's not what you
if,
want.
If that's not what you want. I know, because it's different if you want that. And go it's, you know it. What I mean? You, like, go for it. Heck yeah, have totally. Fun. But if someone is like positioning a first date after you've talked for like a week via Snapchat and it's only really been like sexy yeah,
snap
talk,
too, I've heard.
And it's like, hey, do you want to come to my friend's party? Let's get drunk. Like,
that's what
I don't know. It's like, is that really a first date situation? Or is that like a, hey, this is my friend. Want to get drunk? Want to hang out?
Also, stop. Like, maybe don't do the Tinder thing anymore. I feel like that we know to use Hinge now as females. Like Tinder, no, it's last year.
It's so last year.
So last year.
Sounds like so last year.
So last year. Okay.
Oh, ladies. Ma'am, you keep stepping on my cord, I'm and I, so my head sorry. Keeps oh, going man. Like this.
She's like, her oh, head.
Like, I know. I'm like, God, I'm getting, having a hard time. I got beat up today.
She's getting whiplashed over here.
Like, I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Do you guys know what straight candid moments are, by the way? Have you, you've heard?
Yes.
I know what they
being
are.
Being candid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah being candid. Real, man. Do you guys have honest? Any at the top of your mind that has happened the past, like, couple months? You want a quick share to wrap like this
our,
up?
I thought you shared straight candid moments.
I have lots, but they're just, like, tough. Tough moments. Everyone said, like, what's going to happen one. To Lo today? I'm like, really? That's where we're at.
You shared one that was really bad, I think, at Callan's house one time.
Pooping my pants?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All the time. Yeah, yeah. It's very similar to you. So I have very bad digestive issues.
So bad.
And when I got to go, I got to go.
Yep.
Yeah, I have too many to count. I don't know if you want me to tell you one here.
I think there was one about a park, if I remember correctly. Is this true?
No, the boyfriend's house.
The boyfriend's house. Oh.
Oh.
The ex, sorry.
Yeah, the ex. Yeah.
Just a quick summary.
If you want. It's kind of long. I'll tell a shorter one. I was driving my friend's brand, and this is a different one. I was in Cali in San Diego. This is, might be worse.
This one is good.
I was driving my friend to the airport, and I took my friend's brand new BMW. This is so bad. Oh, gosh. And I had to go to the bathroom. When I have to go to the bathroom, I have approximately, 2 minutes, and then it's done.
She looks at Anne like, you know how long I have.
You know the time. You know
well,
the time.
Well, that's because I go, I will poop my pants. Yep. And the car, it's kind of like a rich boy car. I don't even know what the gear thing is, but it's like
stick shift.
No,
where like you put park.
But it's like a,
it's yes. a knob.
Yes.
Yeah, right? But it's a little bit more complex because it was a cool person car and I could not figure out how to get it in park. So I'm in San Diego driving. I'm like, I'm literally gonna poop my pants on this guy's brand new car. And I pull into this gas station. I can't figure out how to put it into park. And so I literally poop my pants
and
on like his car.
At that point, you're so close to getting to the toilet, but you can't. So your mind's like, I'm literally gonna poop my
on
pants.
On his brand new BMW. And then not only did I have to drive another 25 minutes back to his condo where all my friends were, with my poop in my pants. And I got out and I got out and I was like, he's going to be so mad. I literally waddled inside.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did.
You did not.
And I had to, and you know the holes in cars?
No.
Yeah, I had to.
No.
Toothpick the dry poop.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's great.
Yeah.
Are you still friends?
So good.
Yeah, he was like, I didn't. Farina, farina. I was, you put that in the washer. And so I put in the washer, take it out, throw it away.
Oh,
I was wearing a romper too. It wasn't pants.
It was
Callie. It was Callie.
It was Callie vibes. Oh.
Yeah, so that would be my candle. But I've truly probably had, I could have a full hour podcast of things that have happened to me because I cannot control my bowels. But
it is way better.
Thank you. I took an Everly Well test and it told me what I cannot digest. And now, I don't really have that problem.
Okay, well, that's great.
Well, it's probably been a few months.
I'm so proud of you.
Since I've.
I'm so glad you're pooping in BMWs and such.
I don't even know if it was, it might have been a Mercedes.
It was
like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Normalize pooping your pants. You know what?
It happens.
Jordan didn't know until he did.
Yes. I was talking to my boyfriend too, and he was like, I've never pooped my pants. I'm like, what do you mean you never pooped your pants? And then Jordan was saying he never pooped his pants. And I'm like, I got to make this guy poop his pants sometimes so he knows what it feels like.
Jordan did finally. And I was like, oh, look at that.
Was he sick?
Looky here. Look yeah. That. I go, interesting. Oh, no, only babies poop their pants, right?
It's like, a shaming at first. And then you're like, whatever.
I'm like, whatever.
And do you have a straight cannon moment you want to share?
I thought of one.
Let's hear
okay,
it.
Okay, I love this.
I don't even know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, you do. And I wasn't really going to tell anyone.
Let's hear it. This is when you share this shit.
Wow, this is deep.
Arizona.
Oh, God. Okay.
Put that mic closer and let's hear it.
So I was in Arizona for my birthday weekend. Do you know what I'm going to say?
No, I don't think so.
And I was really lucky to go to these really nice restaurants, really nice bars that had great tequila.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know this.
And so I normally don't drink tequila, but these were going down like water. Like they were great shots. I didn't taste the nasty tequila. So by like the third bar.
This is like 2 weeks ago. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Recent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We go to like on the fourth bar. We're in Old Town. Okay. Bottled blondes. Nothing good happens there. Okay. I'm so confident about my tequila shots all night. I go straight up to the bar.
Oh, God.
I'm like,
I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you do.
Two shots of tequila, vodka soda, which I don't know why I got the vodka sodas. But anyways, give us the two tequila shots of straight rail, right? Because we're at Bottled Blondes. I take it instantly. I'm like
projectile.
Gagging, no! Gagging, trying to wash it down with my vodka soda. You also guys, real. You guys threw up on the bar.
No!
On the bar top. So you're this is girl. Me. That this girl. Is me trying to, this is my cup. I'm like this. Trying to get it off of the
stop it right.
She's screaming.
Like,
out.
Are we in college? Are we
and
in college?
My friend doesn't see. I'm like, look, I just puked on the bar. I just puked on the bar. And I'm trying to get it off. Luckily it was just the shot. But we had a huge like 6-course dinner before that. And so it gets worse. I'm scraping it up, scraping it off. We act like nothing happens. We go start dancing. Okay.
She ain't calling it a night yet.
Nope.
No.
My friend looks at me and goes, what's in your drink? It's red. It is red. In my white vodka cup.
A chunk of
something. I immediately set it down. I look at the bartender's like, she's out. She's out. So we continue to go to the next bar. Like,
I
get a snap.
I just projectiled on a bar, huh? I'm like, that's not casual.
I feel like you guys rally. Oh my
yeah.
God.
I go, you good though?
Yeah, like I've definitely had more drunk times. It was just that tequila shot. I am going to gag thinking about
it. Oh my God, you're making my eyes water even thinking about this.
Really a college story.
I took a video, but it cut right before I puked. But you can see me like, oh shit. Oh.
Right before. That's a good one.
That whole story, Sid is grabbing me like, oh my God.
She's grabbing
tequila.
My
tequila.
And I've been being vulnerable and serious.
Yeah, well, yeah. We really let loose.
No feelings.
I don't really think that's feelings. That's me pooping my pants.
Yeah. I'm emotional about that.
Oh, okay.
That's my
because you have the issues too.
You guys are hilarious. You're so fun. This is so fun.
You guys are the best.
I want to go out and take some tequila shots with
y'all.
Yeah,
no. Party.
We should have a night out.
Maybe like
that'd
a month.
Drama.
Not ready right now.
I think, yeah, I think just you got no about real. 2 weeks until
yeah,
we cut, unfortunately.
Okay, so we have to do it soon.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got 2 weeks.
Okay, right. We have 2 weeks. That's fine.
You can rally.
So can you drink on your cut at all? Just not excessive?
Yeah, and like right now, mm-hmm. While like I enjoy wine, she doesn't, but like if I'm just not going to do wine throughout the night or throughout the week.
We
got issues.
I'm like, yeah.
She wakes up in the middle of the night.
Your water's fine.
So thirsty.
go. Bedside steam.
Ew.
Where's my wine? Can't see with the lights off.
She has the bottle.
I got my phone.
Anyways, yeah.
I've
I'll
got
drink,
my face
but...
washed. Where the hell is my wine cup?
Yeah.
But in moderation and.
It'll be different.
Like okay. If there's a wedding, like I'm going to drink at a wedding, but not probably at our friends, just random happy hours.
Yeah, that's good.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
occasions. Thank you for being real. Thank you for like opening up about your behind the scenes stuff. Cause that's hard. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's stuff we don't think about every day, but it happens every day. Mm-hmm. And being vulnerable and having straight cannon moments. My heart is full. Plug yourselves. Will you please tell the crew who you are? What's going on?
Shout out. Where they can find you. Mini Hustlers on TikTok and Instagram.
And www.minihustlers.com.
Ayo. I thought you were going to go with the email at that point.
It's all Mini Hustlers. Yep. It'll pop up. Yeah. We got some fun things coming. Our cut will be really fun to watch. People love watching that kind of stuff.
What's one thing that listeners can look forward to in the next?
You know it. A couple. We got a new little guide coming out.
Fun.
To go hand in hand with our cut. Mm-hmm. And then merch within the next couple months. Big merch drop. And then our new marketing assistant position.
Yeah. We haven't shared that yet. We need to do that tonight.
Yeah.
We'll like it's open or you hired someone already? You're
it's open.
It's open. Oh it God, just so opened. Sweet. It just opened. We haven't posted about it yet.
This will drop on Thursday. So by the time people listen, will it be open for applications?
Yeah. It'll be fun. It's a fun role.
Exciting.
Yes.
I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of you guys.
I'm proud of you guys.
It's fun to watch you grow too because it's like we're like your friends too. So we're like, what?
What are they doing?
To watch on the side. We're like, oh my God, that's so cool.
I know.
We're proud of you guys.
We're proud of you.
Seriously.
Same to you guys.
We've got things that we can learn a lot from you guys, like a lot. And we need to take from you guys and we're going to run with it because we need to. Yeah. We need to be better about being a little bit less emotional.
Boss moves. It's fine.
I'm like, oh my God, someone commented in the photo. They didn't like it.
Oh gosh.
We're like, do you see that one TikTok comment?
Oh no, you guys. We get bullied so hard. If you guys want a good laugh, go to our TikToks and watch people bully us. Oh my Seriously, God. If you have any time. Any free
I might
time.
Have to after.
Put on some makeup. Are you swollen? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, honestly. What?
All that to go lift 10 pounds.
Are you serious?
Oh gosh, we get just ridiculed. I love it.
It's hilarious.
I know.
We get ridiculed as well TikTok, too, but we do it on purpose. We gotta laugh about piss those them off moments. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh Lord. You guys at Straight Candid Podcast on Instagram, TikTok. Go find us at Straight Candid. Straight Candid. Wait, what? What's our email? I'm like really having a hard time. You guys, hold on. Let me look in the map. I mean, the time.
Sid,
you guys,
are you good?
It's almost 3 a.m. where I was yesterday, okay?
Look at the map.
Can you take it away? Can you take it away?
I'm done laughing. You can follow us at Straight Candid Podcast. You can send us an email. StraightCandidPodcast@gmail.com for your Straight Candid stories. Shoot them our way. And other than that, I think we'll see you next week.
We all got to go.
Anne. Thanks, Lo.
Thank you, guys.
You.
Appreciate you guys coming on. Yes.
We got
Jerdy Dude in the house.
Ayo, Jerdy.
We got 2 more weeks with Jerdy Dude, you guys.
I've heard you're going somewhere.
He's going to Vienna.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds tough.
He's going to go play some football. Americano.
Look.
You just gotta be done, I think.
Yeah, I think we're gonna call
I love you guys so much.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.